You are Locked On Wolverines, your daily podcast on the Michigan Wolverines, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Happy Thursday, back and doing it, Locked On Wolverines podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it is your team every day, although yesterday did not do one on Wednesday because I did not have it in me. I hadn't had anything to talk about. It happens. It's like I sat down and I'm like, I don't have a half hour. So not necessarily making it up. Going to do this mailbag. We're going to do we're going to do a preview, which I'm going to record tonight since leaving for Iowa in the morning. But I'm your man on the ground, Isaiah Hole, publisher of Wolverines Wire through USA Today Sports Media Group. Let me know how this camera, this video looks if you're watching, because this is a different camera. I'm renting it with the idea that I'm going to buy a secondary camera. I wanted to test out his video capabilities, see if it looks cool. Anyway, let's get to our Michigan mailbag since it is Thursday. We're going to nail this in a half hour. That's the plan. Starting with our leaders and best, James Crudup at James Crudup 6. Joel Klatt said on the broadcast that he wasn't a fan of the dual play caller system. Do you agree? We got that question a few times in here. From your field view, what do you think some of the passing issues were? Was it more that receivers weren't getting open, JJ missing open guys, bad route concepts? Upon further review, and a lot of this, I didn't rewatch the game per se as much as there's a couple guys that I follow that really like to get into breaking down clips. Space Coyote, Colin TJ, a couple of those guys out there that will get into some breakdowns. Today, I spent a pretty much, he didn't go through necessarily the whole game from what I had seen yet, but I watched almost every play that Space Coyote put out. I watched out every play that he put out, which was almost at least half of the game. And I do think, and I watched Joel Klatt's breakdown, there were some open guys. I think Joel Klatt overstated it to some degree. About there being options for JJ. I mean, the guy only missed 8 total passes. 5 of them were downfield. Only one was really a bad throw. I think that there were opportunities for him, but I think that I like what Space Coyote had to say about it, is that this is, like, he was seeing some things that were different than what was on film. Maybe that was Seth from MGo Blog. I'm not sure which one it was. Today's just been kind of a reflective day when it comes to that. But I don't think that there were a lot of issues necessarily. I mean, if you're 18 for 26 or whatever it was, 220 yards and 2 touchdowns, and we're looking at that and saying, man, that's not good, that's a pretty good sign that we have a lot of faith in JJ McCarthy and what he brings to the table. I don't think it's bad by any stretch. So I think that it's, there weren't nearly as many issues. I think if he would have hit something downfield, at least one, but think if he hit 2 of those downfield, those big long plays, if he hit 2, we were talking 350 yards ish, maybe not quite so much. Maybe we're talking 320 and we're singing a completely different tune. I just think that there was a lot of things that just kind of were an issue. As far as the play calling thing, I'll address that more here in a moment. I didn't have as much of an issue with the play calling as I did the personnel that was being put on the field. I thought there were a lot of times there were a lot of weird groupings. I wanted to see Roman Wilson out there more. I feel like he's the type of player you need to have out there all the time. I was really confused as to why there was a long stretch that he wasn't in there. Then he comes back in and boom, touchdown. So Josh Barr, why did I do that? At Jadicky, because I'm just a stenographer. I'm just reading my teleprompter, so to speak. Is there a better example of player development on the team than Green? I'm assuming you mean Derek Green, the former running back. No, I know you mean Jamon Green. See, I messed it up. I said the right one, then the wrong one. Or the wrong one, then the right one. See, this is why I have a caffeine here for me right now. I need a little bit more. He's been an absolute lockdown force this season, and everyone is testing him. So it's not like he isn't earning it. I'm really happy for him. I agree. I mean, he's been phenomenal, and he wasn't out there for a while. I don't think it was due to injury. But it's a pretty crazy thing. I don't think a lot of people, I would have probably said this because I had a lot of faith in Jamon, as any longtime listeners can attest to. But I think if you were looking at it and saying, like, yeah, it's going to be Will Johnson out there instead of Jamon, a lot of people would have taken it. I was like, oh, I want to see Juman out there more. I'd been waiting for it, man. I mean, he's shown, even in 2020, that game against Penn State, he can do it. It's just a matter of him putting it all together. Last year, the step back year a little bit, and this year so far, pretty good. Prediction on the longest scoring drive Iowa will have against this Michigan defense. I wouldn't be surprised if Iowa didn't score. I'm going to say that unless the defense gives them something. I can't imagine they're going to go anything above 60 yards, barring something crazy. But I could be completely wrong, so I'll say 50. My brother in metal, Michael Wolf at MWolf21. I got your, by the way, I just didn't get a chance to respond. I got your tweet, brother, and I'm going to tell you, I did see that Drew Estate is coming out with a Metallica cigar. I am stoked about that. Two of my favorite things, Metallica and Drew Estate cigars. All about it. Did Michigan get a little complacent after the opening kickoff and quick touchdown? Do you think the offense is still being called a little safe in play calling? Does Maryland beat Michigan State? I do think that Michigan got a little complacent afterwards. I thought that the energy looked great after that first touchdown, and then I thought that after that it just kind of looked very like ho-hum, like we're just going through the motions until it was kind of recognized that they couldn't. There is certainly a difference between playing Maryland. I know that they got up to play Maryland. They still got the win. It still was relatively convincing, even if the score doesn't look that way. But I think it's one of those things where, it's going to be a different scenario going to Iowa. It's just like Rutgers last year, you know, I think it's something like that. As far as the offense being called safe, that's the one thing with the play calling. It did feel like it was really safe, especially after the JJ fumbles. They were just run. And I understand Blake Corum was having a good day, but it was like, man, you got to put your foot on their throat at some point, or you don't want to mess around and find out, you know, that's kind of what my thing was there. As far as Maryland beating MSU, I think so. I mean, obviously the weather could affect it, affect the throwing. I read that Rakim Jarrett might be out, but they've still got 18 other guys there. I with this, if they are relatively healthy, if Talia Tagovailoa gets to go out in there and play, and the other three receivers are good, I like Roman Hemby. I like what we saw from them last week. I think MSU has all but given up. Home game for Maryland would be a big win at home. Even if MSU's not good, that's a big win. So yeah, I think Maryland does get it. Jimmy Whitner at Jimmy Whitner 1. What are you looking forward to seeing the most in Michigan's first road game of the season? The energy. I want to see if the energy matches what it was last year. If they go out there and just are kind of like, all right, you know, we're Michigan. That was a big difference last year, and I don't think enough can be said about that, is the energy. Michigan needs to go out there, be aggressive, like, you know, see guys just amped up. There is a difference. Like, it seemed like there was a huge difference going to Wisconsin in 2021 compared to when I was there in 17 or 19. You know, when they went in those 2 years, it was very like, you know, all right, we're here. Even though Shea Patterson had like his little thing that he said to me, like, we're going to kill him or something like that. Yeah, but he was kind of the only one that was amped up. Everyone else just kind of seemed very blasé. So I want to see the energy. Number two, if you were in charge, would you rest Donovan Edwards for another game? Not for this one. They need that second back against a defense like Maryland. And Edwards really hurt Maryland last year, as you saw with his touchdown throw. We'll get to more of that with another question, but I think you absolutely need Donovan Edwards in this game. I think if you can play him, you do it. Number three, are you worried about this game at all? I mean, yeah, I mean, I do have concerns, right? Because Maryland is certainly going to probably cause at least one mistake. It's kind of what their defense does. They didn't really cause a lot of mistakes for the Michigan team last year, but that was at the end of the year when they'd reached their nadir, essentially. I am concerned in the sense of it's kind of like Maryland, right? You go into the game, or before the season, you look at Maryland, you're like, well, they're going to win that game. And then you get to the week of the game and it's like, oh no, this one could be difficult. It's kind of the same thing. I wouldn't be surprised if Michigan lost. You know, this is a game that I at one point I picked Michigan to lose. I just think it's one of those things where Michigan could lose it if they don't play sharp. They can't play not sharp, kind of like bunches of the Maryland game. But if they play up to their expectations, they'll be fine. Number four, how's Zuri? Zuri is, she is good. She is rambunctious as ever the last few days. Tends to get that way before I leave. So it's like she can sense it. She'll have a sitter with her for 2 days. So she likes Veronica. She'll be excited to have Veronica around. KRTF Farmer 84. Hoping to see more Oki and Moyer on the edge. They've been impressive in limited snaps. Upshaw, not so much. Do you think Upshaw will continue to start? He's got to take a big step up, man. I think he's played a lot better the last couple weeks compared to some of those other games, the early games. I came away from week one paying special attention to him. It's just like, I really want to see more from him. But I think that he has at least the luxury of there's a freshman and a guy who's still getting acclimated to the system in Iabi. So he benefits from that, but you have to remember week five is when David Ajabo really started coming on. So if the Abioki suddenly starts coming on, now I'll feel free to share this. Again, not the type of thing I normally do, but Abioki and I ran into each other, and he was saying, like, I know people want to see me. They want to see more and more of me. I think that people just need to be patient because he's like, I'm still figuring everything out. He's like, I'm taking it day by day, learning. He's like, it'll be my time sometime this season, hopefully. But I'm all in for the team, and I'm still learning. So that's the good thing. Finishing us out in segment one, Jonathan Joseph at JJoseph2156. Are you looking forward to going to Iowa? I'm looking forward to being there. I am not looking forward to traveling there. I'm excited to ride with Brandon Justice again. He and I, old school travel buddies. So I'm excited about that. I'm not excited about the however long it takes to drive there. Will we have more yards rushing or passing this weekend? Easily passing. Iowa has not really given up much in the run. I'm sure Michigan could maybe break some of that. I think passing. I see some that are thinking it's going to be like 100 and something yards passing. If Rutgers can get 300 yards and that they're going to need to do both, I am more confident that Michigan will be able to pass against Iowa than run. They've got some great defensive backs. I think they'll figure some things out. So that's where I'm going with it. So, that said, listen, betonline.net is your number one source for football betting info this season. Find all the latest player developments, team matchups, news, podcasts, and in-depth articles and analysis on every game you can find. And as always, BetOnline remains your continued source for all your sports wagering information, from live betting and up-to-the-minute scores for every sport out there. The easiest and fastest way to check in on all of your favorite games and events, including Major League Baseball, MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to BetOnline.net or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, way over time if I'm trying to get this in 30 minutes, but we're trying to do our best. Let's go to our leaders and best, starting with Jim at Jim in the North. I want to replicate that the way I hear it in my mind. I'm not going to. I only listen to Maryland, but I'm lowering my sights for the season. The O-line seemed okay here, but not what it was. Even with a great new center, the lack of D-line pressure is scary, and JJ is probably going to cost us a game while learning. Speak comfort to me. I thought the offensive line was pretty good the last two games. Particularly, I thought it was pretty good against Maryland. Yeah, there were still a couple issues here and there. To me, that was less on the offensive line and more, they're kind of more coverage sacks on those particular plays, and that's going to happen. You're not just going to be able to always just keep it whatever. Obviously, they opened up holes for Blake Corum. I think that they're figuring it out. Trente Jones has stacked two really good games in a row. I don't think you need to lower your sights to the season. You just need to play it a week at a time. It's like what it was last year. Remember last year? Joel Klatt came on this very show and said Michigan fans need to take things 1 week at a time. It's exactly that. Next one. Do you think the receivers miss Gattis as a coach? I do not. I think that they're fine with I don't think there's any big difference between what you're seeing right now and what you've seen. Michigan hasn't necessarily been in an offensive rhythm yet this year because of the nature of the first three games. Now we're finally going to kind of see some of the types of things. And plus, remember, people were talking ill of the pass game at this time last year. It wasn't really until, halfway through the year that suddenly it kind of felt like, aside from Wisconsin with a couple big throws, you know? Do you agree with the idea that we should have one offensive coordinator? So that's a little bit different one. But I'm fine with this, right? Like, it worked fine in 15 and 16. Here's the thing. It's Monday morning quarterbacking. If when it works, it's great. 15, 16, awesome. Offense, great. 17, 18. Well, more it's just 17 because it was just 1 and 17. Offense, bad. You know what I mean? Like, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it is what it is. Perry Mitchell at Perry Mitchell 08. Your colleagues at Lockdown Big Ten and Lockdown Buckeyes were discussing the Buckeyes' dismantling of the Badgers earlier this week, and they agreed that no defense can slow down Ohio. Why would a team like Wisconsin be their barometer when Michigan is knocking down their door? I mean, Notre Dame slowed them down plenty. Wisconsin, one loss Wisconsin, now two loss Wisconsin, who very well could be three loss Wisconsin after this week. I think Illinois will actually go up into Madison and win that game. I know, they lost a lot on defense. They lost defensive backs. I think in my betting, which I just started doing like last week, I think I picked Ohio State to cover the spread against Wisconsin because it's like, I'm pretty sure I did. It when I watched it, it was like, there's nothing else that I expected here. So it's, you know, stack some games. Let's see how you play against Penn State. Let's see how you play, you know, Michigan eventually. But last year, people were saying the same type of thing. You can't stop this offense. Then they go up against Penn State, and they don't score a heck of a lot. Wisconsin has typically been a very good defense. They play Iowa as well, but if Michigan shreds Iowa, I think you can probably look at Iowa versus Ohio State and say, okay, it's not going to be, no one's going to hold them. We'll see. They play the games for a reason. So by the time that Michigan rolls around, that's going to be a different type of game. Spencer Whitmore at Spencer Whitmore. Sorry for missing last week. You are fired, but it's okay. Now that NIL is in full effect, is it only a matter of time before fantasy football hits college sports? I'm pretty sure it has, but not quite to the same degree, of course. I do know people that are like, that do play, do the fantasy football with college and whatever, but, and we've got, you know, we've got Underdog. You know, I've told you about Underdog, the app that you can basically do. So yeah, I mean, it's here. Tyler at T_Force1. Do you think Alex Orji could or should take some of the short yardage goal line snaps from JJ to reduce the wear and tear on JJ with McNamara out, especially against punishing defenses like Iowa? To be honest, I don't really have an opinion. I mean, maybe I wouldn't necessarily take a chance with another quarterback. I'd rather more so see, like, Kalel Mullings get that opportunity. I know he's kind of, you know, he's been more with the defense since the Nakai injury, but I'd more be interested in seeing him. Also, if Eric All misses extended time, what tight end do you think can step up in his absence? I mean, we've already seen Max Bredesen a fair amount, and we're starting to see more Colston Loveland. The fact that Michigan gave us Colston Loveland in media availability is usually a pretty good sign of the intentions for that player inside the building. So that's what I'm going to, though. I think it's going to be a combination. Hopefully all's back. I mean, he came out in warm-up gear last week. Harbaugh didn't announce anything. So there's still a good shot, I think. I mean, we'll find out more. I'll find out more come the Iowa game and I'll let you guys know. Zan at Zanland. Mike Sanders still's near flawless transfer from O to D got me thinking. Who was the last modern M player to really excel after switching sides of the ball? Modern Michigan player to switch sides of the ball. This doesn't necessarily count because it's completely different sports, but Calvin Grady, that was a pretty good switch from basketball to football. I mean, it wasn't like mind-blowing, but I think he did better than his brother. As far as other guys, I mean, Zach Gentry. Granted, he wasn't established as a quarterback at Michigan. He had 1 year as a quarterback at Michigan before switching to tight end. But Zach Gentry would probably be one that really, you know, obviously he got drafted. He's still in the NFL as a tight end. So him, Hassan Haskins. But, I mean, Haskins came in as a running back, switched to linebacker, and then back to running back. So those would be the ones I'm going to go with there. Ike Hamlin at Hamstand 87. You think folks are expecting too many deep balls from JJ? If you look at his Maryland stats, you'd see a pretty efficient game by any standard. Yeah, I think it's just the what we've seen before. I think that, you know, everyone wants to see CJ Stroud out there, essentially, and it just hasn't happened yet. So, I think people are expecting a lot from him. Again, he needs to... There was, and Joel Klatt pointed this out, one of the deep balls that he threw, he had a shorter throw with a guy streaking wide open on the other side. And he just didn't see him. Wide open would have been a touchdown. The other one would have been like a big play, but not a touchdown. 50 yards to the air compared to like 35 yards to the air. But I think this was Seth that pointed this out. JJ hasn't missed on any throws under 30 yards. Like there's been drops, but he's been dead on otherwise. So that's pretty encouraging. Finishing us out in segment two, Zach Van Lente at Lente Zach. The O-line is starting to gel. In the event that it doesn't progress to the point the coaches know it's capable of, should Sherrone Moore focus more on the line and less on play calling? We don't know if Sherrone is calling the plays. That's the thing. I surmise that it's Matt Weiss, personally. But that's me. The dominance of the line is what beat Ohio State last year. It would be a shame to lose that. I'm sure they're still trying to figure that out. They weren't the Michigan offensive line that we saw last year that we rave about wasn't the same thing at this time of the year as it was. Like it was good. I'm gonna look real fast. So I don't really have time to be doing this because we're running out of time and the camera itself shuts off at some point. And since we're doing a dual here, I can't really look here. I mean, they allowed 14 sacks over the course of the year. I can't look at the past, like, sacks allowed, annoyingly. This year, so far, I mean, they've allowed more than you would hope. I mean, they've allowed half of that, 7. It'll round into form, I'm sure. So, Trente Jones is getting better. That's the important thing. And hopefully some of the other guys have got their heads about them. All right, we're going to move on because we have a lot of questions, not a lot of time. Before we do, these days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. You know what? It's super easy to post a job on LinkedIn Jobs. You just go right to the page. Add your job, and then afterwards, you're going to add the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile. Help spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience, so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. You want to finish the year strong, just like you want Michigan to do exactly that. And if you go out and get the right team member, it will help you do that. So it's why small businesses rank LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedoncollege. That's linkedin.com/lockedoncollege to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. All right, we've got like 10 questions and 6.5 minutes to do it. So we're going to do kind of rapid fire. I'm including this one just out of my own haha. Beckham Browning at Brandon Blemker, who does not follow me, clearly just saw the hashtag Michigan, asked, what are the major exports of Michigan? That's no football references on his profile. I just thought it was funny. Jay DePoy at Jay DePoy. Why are people surprised when JJ plays a game that doesn't resemble Tom Brady? You know who else hasn't been resembling Tom Brady? Tom Brady. Everyone's going to have a bad game. It's his first, and it wasn't even a bad game. It just wasn't up to our lofty standards. People are surprised because everyone thought every game from here on in was going to be 350 yards and 4 touchdowns and just absolute perfection. I mean, dude's still throwing for 80%. I mean, it's phenomenal thus far. Zach Carman at ZK2793. If Cade was healthy, do you think we would have seen him in a significant role against Maryland? If so, how do you think it would affect JJ, the QB situation in the locker room? Listen, Cade is a team captain. If Cade's out there, it's not going to affect the locker room unless he's just terrible. And then they might, that's when, if they don't feel like he's that terrible, right? They've had his back. far as I don't know how it would affect JJ. I don't know if we would have seen him in a significant role or not. I don't know. Jacob Palmer at Jacob_Palmer13. Who is an Iowa player that Michigan fans don't know but need to watch for on Saturday? Caleb Copeland, is that his name? Not Caleb Copeland, but what's... Caleb Johnson, I think, is his name. I'm trying to remember here. Offhand, they're running back. Caleb Johnson, there you go. Other than that, I feel like you know everybody. Everyone's been around. Otherwise, Arlen Bruce, the wide receiver, he would be the other one. Somehow I missed this, unfortunately. I think this is the second week in a row I've done this. Jacob Chavarria, you were supposed to be up in the last segment. You got lumped in with the others by my own error here. Would love to see more run plays for JJ. How about you? Do you think the Iowa will cross the 50-yard line? Do you like the Iowa or do you do the Iowa wave? I haven't been there since they started the Iowa wave, so we'll see if I do it. I would love to see more run plays. I can understand why they haven't. I do think that even though they're like, yeah, we're going to do that, I think that's just saying it. I think they're fearful of losing him, but that might have been more in the Maryland game rather than, you know, I feel like they could do it in the Iowa game, and if, like, okay, if he gets hurt, then we feel okay about beating Iowa, you know, beating Indiana the following week, but we'll see. Iowa crossing the 50-yard line. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't, honestly. I really wouldn't be. Molly Nerd. How long do we have to wait before we hand over the keys to Davis Warren? Funny. If JJ has another bad game, there will be some people. Again, it wasn't a bad game, but I think it would be that quick. DE Wolverine at KMOS_11. Is the pass rush a serious issue or can it be corrected? I didn't think it was nearly as bad as everyone seems to think it was out of the Maryland game. Yeah, 3 sacks. I know people wanted more. They got pressure in even the first half. And were you watching it? I feel vindicated. They got pressure all the time. The problem was is Maryland had checks that they could go to negate that pressure, or Michigan missed the tackles. I think the pass rush looked great against Maryland. I thought it looked better against Maryland this year than it did last year. And it was the penultimate game of the season last year. I think it's fine. We'll see. Iowa's got a leaky offensive line. Jamie Menifee at Jamie_Menifee. Is the O-line healthy this week? It seems that way. I do believe we'll see some Trevor Keegan again, but we'll find out. Either way, I think JJ goes off, but we'll throw his first pick early. Wouldn't surprise me. Reed Hansen at Reed_Hansen. Do you think Harbaugh will call a ball control / conservative offensive strategy? We're trying to speed up the game and test Iowa secondary. I think they want to do what they did last year, which is get Iowa off kilter early. That's the smartest thing you can do. Get them behind the eight ball. They're completely out of their offense. You've basically nullified them entirely. UM Clips and Bolts. Apparently, Edwards was good to go, but they rested him for Iowa. Any chance we see some trickery versus Iowa, like in the Big Ten Championship, or will we play it safe? I think that they'll try to go for it early, personally. P.S. Did you ever play Star Wars Battlefront 2, the original, or just the new one? Just the new one I did. I had it on Xbox One and now on PS5. KD at Go Blue Bar. Was Brandon Hughes' game-winning jumper versus Notre Dame in the quarterfinals of the 1997 NIT the play Fisher drew up? Dude, I did not pay attention to any sports at all in 1997. It hurts now. I was a music guy. You had to be a sports guy or a music guy. I was one or the other. I was music. Ice4SPR86, vertical plans for the offense. Watch the team down south and they're going to score. We need to be able to counter. And after Klatt's reference to our play calling to Anna, what's our plans moving forward to incorporate more shots? Listen, it was 1 week. It didn't look as expected. Just wait. This is all an overreaction, by the way. All right, Riss. At All Right, Riss. Do you think Harbaugh will get the Kinnick curse excised? I do. I have like 40 seconds here. Anton Sasmita Mangala asks, does Michigan have a play caller like issue like Joel Klatt suggested? I don't. Sorry, I just wanted to say your name because you told me how to pronounce it. Todd at Toddy Brown Jr., do you think Michigan will go in this game with a conservative play-calling mentality? I don't. Ethan Justice asks, which position group will make the biggest improvement by the end of the season? I'm going to go with quarterback. I think by the end of the year, things will look different. Taylor at TBush012. When will Nakyle Green be back? Probably not for a while. All right. That's, Clark at Mark_Greenlease with going with all whites this weekend or blue bottoms. Oh, hey, this camera actually goes beyond 30 minutes. Huh, maybe I need to get it. I'm sitting here trying to hurry up because I'm thinking I'm running out of time here. It goes beyond 30 minutes. The first DSLR I've ever seen does that. Well, it's not DSLR. It's mirrorless, but my other one's mirrorless. I think they're going to go blue bottoms, personally. There's one more from Anton here that I didn't see. He said, how is Michigan supposed to improve if they don't have a game like they did against Maryland? National media doesn't seem to think that way. Agreed. They didn't have those like traditional warm-ups. They had warm-ups against the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst. So that's essentially like moving from playing a high school team to playing Ohio State. And Michigan still essentially, I know they won by 7, but it was essentially garbage time. They had a couple minutes left, down 15. Drove the ball with Michigan in prevent. It happens. Michigan won the game relatively handily. It was on the verge of being, it was like two or three plays away from being really, truly a blowout. So everyone needs to calm down. I had worse words I was going to say. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Got through almost everything. I skipped a couple of things. So apologies to those of you who I only read half your question. But that's going to do it for this one. I got to move on to the next one because then I also have another one to do that's the Locked On Big Ten. So thank you for watching and or listening. We will talk to you soon. Peace.